Ping pong? Piffle. There are two sports now that people really care about in China. One is British Premier League soccer, Man United and all that. The other is NBA basketball. There are an estimated 200 million basketball players in China. All over its cities, you see young people shooting hoops. Every week, millions tune in to watch live NBA action on Chinese television, and there is now added interest because a young Chinese player might just sign an NBA contract. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing.
It's Sunday afternoon at Beijing's Xuanwu Stadium, home of the city's basketball team. Today, they're hosting the Shanghai Sharks, and as they warm up in front of the crowd, all eyes are on one man. Towering above his teammates at 7 feet 6 inches tall is 20-year-old basketball phenomenon Yao Ming. Journalism student Li Jingbo is a regular visitor to the stadium. He's a Shanghai fan, and Yao Ming is his idol.
Yao Ming, of course, you can see he's the tallest one on the ground. And I think Yao Ming is a very good player. Many Chinese people are proud of him.
That would be an understatement. The son of two national basketball players, Yao Ming is the brightest star of the Chinese Basketball Association, or CBA. Even though China lost by 47 points to the US Dream Team at the Sydney Olympics, Yao Ming impressed the American coaches. In December, he was featured on the cover of ESPN magazine, and he could become the first Chinese man to play in the NBA. Li Jingbo has no doubt what Chinese sports fans think about that.
Every Chinese people wants Yao Ming have the opportunity to go to NBA. I think it's not only a good thing for him, but also for all the Chinese people.
If you want to see how much China has changed in the last two decades, weekend basketball is a good place to start. Scantily clad female cheerleaders lead the warm-up against a background of throbbing Western pop music. The players high-five each other as they get ready for the game. The CBA has drafted in several foreign players too. Today, Roy Tarpley, formerly of the Sacramento Kings, is playing for the Shanghai Sharks. And the normally mild-mannered Chinese public is transformed into a stadium full of screaming fans. Beijing against Shanghai is a big game. They're the two best teams in China. Yao Ming starts the game well, lazily slams a couple of baskets early on, and is easily containing Beijing's offense. Despite being 7'6", Yao is surprisingly fast and agile. But CBA games are generally slower and less physical than the NBA. And sports fan Li Jingbo thinks Yao will need a bit more muscle if he wants to play in the United States.
Yao Ming, I think Yao Ming is good enough to play in NBA, but he needs more physical exercises. So if you come across famous stars such as Charles Barkley, Kobe Bryant, he is more stronger to compete with them.
Yao plays well, but the Shanghai Sharks lose by 10 points, and the locker room afterwards is subdued. Yao Ming is known to be a shy person, and he's reluctant to talk to reporters. But pressed about his chances of playing in the NBA, he does finally respond. I really want to play in the NBA, he says, but I'm not sure I'm ready. I made too many mistakes today. Former Chinese national team player Ma Jian says this kind of talk is one of Yao Ming's problems. Ma has played college basketball in the US and nearly made the NBA himself. He says Yao Ming's modesty is partly a Chinese thing. Chinese culture doesn't encourage extrovert behavior. Ma agrees that Yao Ming needs to add a few pounds of muscle to his 270-pound frame. But he also says Yao needs to get an attitude.
He got a great potential. He's 7'6". He can run fast, can shoot the ball, nice touch, especially when he got the block shot. He can stop anybody in China, but he's too nice on the court.
Ma Jian says if Yao can toughen up mentally, he can become a force in the NBA. The main problem now is politics. China may be reforming, but the diehard bureaucrats that still run many sports demand exclusive loyalty to the Chinese team. They're reluctant to see their best sports stars disappear to the United States. Ma Jian went to play college basketball in the US and never played again for China. Yao Ming may face a similar choice. He's already been prevented from attending an audition for NBA scouts at a Nike hoop summit in the United States. But there's now talk that, as part of Beijing's push to host the 2008 Olympics, official policy could loosen a little. And Yao Ming, all 7'6" of him, could be in the U.S. by next year. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.